Okay, welcome to Maseches Megillah. Here we are, Megillah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we have a new Masechta in front of us as we get to the third to last Masechta in Seder Moed. As we know, Megillah, Moed Katan, and Chagiga. And we start off with a basic question, a ha'ara, that there is a Maseches Megillah. There is no Maseches Chanukah or Maseches Chanukiah, and the Mefarshim wonder why there's such a difference between Megillah and Chanukah. We know they're both based on rabbinic holidays, both based on Purim and Chanukah, so why does Purim merit its own Masechta while Chanukah does not? It's stuck in the Brises in Masechta Shabbos and 6 to 8 allusions throughout Mishnayos to the story of Chanukah, to halachas of Chanukah, but not to the events, and many of the halachas are relegated to Brises. So what's the difference? Why, there's not enough? Megillah is also not enough. It's only 2 prakim. The rest of it is Kriyas HaTorah. So we could have figured something out. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Dafka left it out? Again, one of the major questions that are asked Chanukah time. But one of the answers given, Rav Mirsky, in one of his svarim, quotes his father, who says that maybe the answer is, and it's a slang that we'll have to come back to a number of times in the Masechta, maybe the answer is that there could only be a Torah Shebichsav. There could only be a Torah Shebal Peh if there is Torah Shebichsav. The fact that there is a Megillas Esther, that is the Matir, that is the Torah Shebichsav step 1 that then allows us to have Torah Shebal Peh step 2, a Megillah. Masha'enkin, Chanukah is not a Tanakh. So you're not allowed to, possibly, to have a Masechta. By definition, Torah Shebal Peh is an expansion of Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, without Torah Shebichsav, that's why we can't have a Torah Shebal Peh. The next question that is, okay, so why isn't there Torah Shebichsav? That's another question. Why did the Anshei Knesset HaGadola see fit that it should not be put in? So that already, there are other answers given. Maybe it was too late. Chanukah story was in the middle of Bayis Sheni, right? There was already, they decided the canon should already be finished. Whatever the reason is, right? Esther just got in under the gun. As we'll see, Kisvuni Lidoros, Esther begged and gets it in. But what once Esther got in and Sefer Chashmonaim or the like did not get in, that is why, one of the reasons why we have a Maseches Megillah and we don't have a Masechta just for the Yontif of Chanukah and all the mitzvahs related. Okay, so that gets us started. Now we get, just as background, and now we get into the Masechta. As we know, the first couple of prakim, the first 2 prakim are relating to Inyanim of Purim and Megillah, and the last 2 prakim are all about the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. One other ha'ara, by way of introduction, a related idea, and that is throughout this first parak, we will see that more than any, and maybe this is connected to the first point, more than any other sefer in all of Tanakh, Megillas Esther is darshaned. We're going to go through almost every pasuk in the Megillah. Vahibim ha'chashveirosh, hu'achashveirosh, in the first pair, we're going to go through very large dafim, darshaning almost every pasuk, more than almost every other sefer, if not the most drushes we have. Why is it dafka, the one that just made it in, is the one that we darshan the most? So as we will see, a fascinating ha'ara, we'll have to start making our lists throughout the Masechta. The halachas of Megillas Esther are different than the halachas of every other sefer of Tanakh, in terms of how it's written, in terms of what is allowed, in terms of kriya, there's a chiyuv to be Kori Megillas Esther. But if I miss a couple of words, it's okay. As long as Rov is written Bakashrus, it's okay. We'll talk about Sirtut, we'll talk about many other halachas, but it's very different than other svarim, sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Maybe, and we'll have to see rayas to this, maybe Megillas Esther itself is the transition. It is the segue between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. We have Tanakh. The last book to get into Torah Shebichsav is Megillas Esther, but it's also the segue and the beginning and the model for Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why we will see there are some Torah Shebal Peh elements that Megillas Esther has, even though it is in Kisvei HaKodesh, but it has some elements, and once that took place, that's why it's different, and maybe afterwards Chanukah is a purely Torah Shebal Peh holiday. Another reason why Chanukah is not written once, this was the segue, now it's a Torah Shebal Peh part of Jewish history, and therefore there's no more adding to Torah Shebichsav. That's part of what was behind Chazal's leaving it out. Because Megillas Esther itself is the segue, and that's why we darshan so much, because we emphasize the Torah Shebal Peh in this Sefer. Even though it's in Kisvei HaKodesh, but we have so many drushes relating to it because of its special character. We'll get to Rav Zsolti. The Mishnas Yavetz has a whole piece relating to the differences in halacha between Megillas Esther and the other Megillas. Okay, so here we go. Megillah Nikreis. B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tesvav. The Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. And we could talk about every word in this phrase. First of all, the Ritva asks, why is, Baruch Hashem, we have Rishonim on Mesechus Megillah, we're back to real Rashi. If the Maariv Chayyim said that Rashi on Tainus wasn't the real Rashi, it was a Talmud, I don't think anyone suggests that the Rashi on Mesechus Megillah is not Rashi. Back to Rashi, and we have all the regular, so to speak, Rishonim. We have the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran. Everybody has what to say on Mesechus Megillah. So the Ritva asks, why does it say Megillah Nikreis and not Hakoreis HaMegillah? Or Korin es HaMegillah? Right, what's the first Mesechta in Shas? Maybe it's like Korin es Shema Barvis. It doesn't say maybe it's like Nikreis. So why does it say Nikreis in the passive, in the Nifal, instead of in the active? Says the Ritva. First Ritva in the Mesechta. Ha diktani lishna de Megillah Nikreis. Velok tani lishna de Korin es HaMegillah. It's alluding to us a halacha. Kidektani asam Korin es Shema. Mishum dahacha kriya echad she echad korei v'kulam b'shmiya. Nikreis means it can be read for me. Shomea Ka'ona is allowed, and most shuls have it, that one person reads and everybody else listens. Nikreis, it is read. Kriyashma, Shomea Ka'ona should not apply. Does it apply? Maybe, but the Yerushalmi says, discussed in the Rishonim in Brachos, that there are certain parts of our tefillah slash other quasi tefillah that we were not supposed to rely on Shomea Ka'ona. One of them is Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim, what we're supposed to do ourselves. We're not supposed to listen to somebody else say it. There might be a special din by Sirasa Omer that Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work. A number of halachas that the Rishonim quote, but this is one of them. So says the Ritva, why he says Megillah Nikreis and not Korin Eshma, that difference is because of the Shomea Ka'ona applying here and not applying by Kriyashma. That's what the Ritva says on Nikreis versus Korin. The Turei Aven, we have moved over from the Gvura Sari to the Turei Aven. The Shagas Aryeh Sefer on Tainus, the Gvura Sari, and his Sefer on Megillah, the Turei Aven. The Turei Aven says here, also dealing with the Ritva's question, he says that Mishum, he says, Korin, and this is going to lead us into our next point, Korin will give the impression that you read it, and everybody's doing it at once, at the same time. Korin, you read it now. Nikreis, it's read. A little difficult to know exactly why he says this, but this is what he's trying to get at. Nikreis, it's read, that is a more flexible meaning. It's read now, it's read then, it's read later. Korin has more of a command. Read it now. Nikreis, the fact that it's read on five different days, that is why, says the Turei Aven, his suggestion why it's in the passive. But then he says at the end, don't be so medactic, because we have a lot of other sometimes passive, sometimes active, malin, not nimolin, and we'll have later in the Masechta HaKoranis and Megillah as well. So the Megillah Nikreis, five times, five possible days, lo pachos velo yoser. No less, meaning not before the 11th, and no more, and not after the 15th. Is that really true? What happens if somebody is traveling, and they know they're not going to have a Megillah? They're traveling on the 10th of Adar, they're leaving. On the 5th of Adar, what do they do? So the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody knows that they're not going to have a Megillah, and it's already in the month of Adar, if it's in the month of Teves, there's nothing to talk about. But if it's in the month of Adar, the Shulchan Aruch says there is still an idea of reading the Megillah, even though without a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, right here in Tav, Reish, Pei, Ches, right, we're still in the same chelik of the Mishnah Berurah as we were in the last Masechta. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamafar Reish, Bayava, Yotzi, Bishayara. Somebody's traveling. Ve'eno motzi Megillah laholichimo. He's not going to find the, he can't take a Megillah with him. He's not going to find a Megillah where he's going. Yikre'ena, B'yud Gimel, O B'yud Beis, O Ba'acharasar, Bilo Bracha. Ve'im Efshal Ahamtin Ad Yomim Alalu, what's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch? As we'll see, because those days don't apply Bizman Hazeh. So, Shulchan Aruch says, if you can do any of those days, do it. The Yesh Omrim, he says, Shekorei Afilu Mitchilas HaChodesh. even from the beginning of the month, and the Ramah says, V'hachi nahug. Hachi nahug. Mihu, im nizdami lo achagach Megillah, but if you end up getting a Megillah on Purim, then you gotta read it again. Chozer v'koriosa b'yom yudalat afilu kriya kara tchila b'yom yud gimel. Become makam karosa shalob ezmana. Right, even if you read it on the 13th, it's still not the time, and you got to read it again, and the second time you do make a bracha, because one was not yotze, really, with that earlier reading. It was something. It was something. Maybe a shalotish takach, Torah's Megillah, but that is, so there is an idea, but it's not really the chiyuv of Megillah being fulfilled. So there are many times for this day. Let's read the Mishnah, and then we'll come back to talk about the background to the Mishnah. Kroch and Amukah, so why do we have so many times? 11 through the 15th. So first we describe when these times are used, and then we'll talk about why are there so many times. Kroch and Amukah from Choma, Miyamos, Yoshua ben Nun, the walled cities from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. And again, we'll see why, from the, what does Yoshua ben Nun have to do with this? He was many generations earlier. So what? The walled cities from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, Korin b'Tesvav. They read it on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim va'ayaros, gedolos, korim b'yodalad. Villages, or big cities, not walled, read it on the 14th, and that's what most of the world does. Ela, shehakfarim, akdim en liyom haknisa. But the halacha is that the villages could read it earlier if they need to. If they need to, they can read it earlier. And there is a major machlokas we've shown him here. What is the need that the kfarim have? Rashi says, and Rashi is alone here. Rov Rishonim argue on Rashi. Rashi says that what does this mean? That in the Kfarim they didn't have Baalei Kriya. Nobody knew how to lay in the Megillah. So what do you do? So Chazal said, well, the villagers come to the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Those are the market days. Those are the days that Bez Din sit. Right, those are the major days, the public days that everybody gets together. So let's say Purim is in 2 days from now. So if they're here now, and they're not going to be able to hear the Megillah in a couple of days, they're not going to be back. So allow a Ben Ear to read it for them today. It's the 12th. A Ben Ear is not being Yotzei. So I'll read it for a Ben Kfar. That is what is, that is Rashi's pshat. The major problem with Rashi is that isn't a Ben Ear or a Ben Krach not considered a Mechuyev Bedavar? And the halacha is only someone who is Mechuyev Bedavar could be Motzi as a Rabbi in Dechov Asan. Right? If somebody was already Yotzei the Mitzvah, that doesn't make them mean they're not a Mechuyev Bedavar. If I make Kiddush already, I can still make Kiddush for somebody else. Because I am a Mechuyev Bedavar even if I was already Mekayim my Mitzvah. That doesn't remove. But if somebody's not Mechuyev in a Mitzvah, a woman is suffic whether she's a Chayeves in Avdallah. Machlokas we've shown him. A woman can't be Motzi a man in Avdallah. Right? The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. It's suffic whether women are obligated in Birchas Amazon. Daraiser Durabanan. For various reasons. Eretz Yisrael, Bris Mila, right? Different dais. So a woman can't be motzi a man in benching, whatever it is. Somebody who's not mechuyev. We had in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, right? Somebody who is not chayev in shofar, cheresh otav katan, cannot be motzi etzachem yidei chavasan. So Rashi, how could you suggest, what's the case of Bnei Kfar, says Rashi, that if they're there earlier and they don't have somebody to lane, so we allow a Ben Ear to lane for them on that day. Right? That's what Rashi says here and a little bit later as well. That's the big kasha. The answer given by the Ritva and other Rishonim to defend Rashi is that we're not talking about a Din Daraisa here. The whole concept is Drabanan. So Chazal can make up their own rules. It's built in. They said that there's a Takana of Megillas Esther to read Megillah, and they said that anyone can be motzi others, even though it's not really their day that they're mechuyev. Talk about on the Drabanan level. So Rabbanan, it's built in from the beginning that these 5 days there's flexibility. That is all Shitas Rashi. The other Rishonim, though, quote, many quote Rashi, but the other Rishonim quotes a different pshat. Tosfos in Yavama says this on Daf Yudalid in the Sugya of Losis Godedu. Right? So this. This smacks, doesn't this halacha that we read on different days, doesn't this smack of losis godedu, making lotasu agudos agudos, don't make separate groups in Am Yisrael. So Tosfos there is bothered. How are you going to have somebody reading it earlier, and they're supposed to read it today, and they're going to come back? So Tosfos there says, no. You know what this means? That the Bnei Kfar's letter read it earlier. They get together in their own cities on Mondays and Thursdays. That's what it means. It will be hard for them to get a minion together on the later days if it's not a Monday or a Thursday, because there's so few people there. But on the Mondays and Thursdays, they all get together, they're for sure going to have a minion there. So they read it for themselves on the Monday and Thursday before. That's what the case of the Mishnah is. Not that somebody is reading it from a different city is reading it for them. Just the issue is that today is that they're together. So that is an important machlokas. We've shown him relating to how to understand this. The Ran also says right here that it was only, the B'nai Kfarim only read it by day. They didn't read it by night. Didn't read it by night. We'll have to see throughout the Masechta, the nighttime reading, the Avdalad will have the nighttime reading and the daytime reading, there could be differences between the two. The daytime reading is the one that's mentioned in the Megillah. Right, if we'll have on a base. Right, Yamim O'Elan is Karmanasim. The Yamim. Right, the nighttime reading is not. There's even a tremendous chiddush, which we'll mention again from the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, who suggests that the nighttime reading was a later institution. It was not original. It was Rabbi Shua ben Levi. If you look throughout Mishnah, what's his major raya? It's an unbelievable raya. His major raya, if you look later on, in the Mishnah on Daf Chafma Beis, the Mishnah at the last Amud Beis in the second parak, the Mishnah has the list of all mitzvahs that are daytime mitzvahs are kosher the whole day. All mitzvahs that are nighttime mitzvahs are kosher the whole night. What's an example of a daytime mitzvah that the Mishnah gives? Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the first one. So why doesn't it say in the second half, Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah? It doesn't say that. Nowhere in Mishnayos does it mention the mitzvah to lay the Megillah at night. Where's the source for that? That's Daf Daled. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, Chayiv L'Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila V'L'Shanosa B'Yom, to repeat it by daytime. Suggest the Binyan Shlomo, it was a later takan in the days of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Unbelievable Chiddush. Nobody said it before him. Right, for a thousand years before, 1,300 years between the Gemara and the Binyan Shlomo. But it's a fascinating suggestion that he gives. Again, his big rai is Dafchaf, and if you don't say that, it's a big chiddush to say that they have the power to make such a takana of Kriyas HaMegillah at a later date. We assume that, most assume that, there was one that was mentioned in the Megillah, that one is stronger, more authoritative, because it's based on a pasuk, different Kabbalah, but the other one, the nighttime, is a Din Rabbanan that they also made at that time, it's just not mentioned. So there could be differences in halacha, but to suggest that it was mechuyev, it was made obligatory at a later date, that is a tremendous chiddush, but you can't learn Maseches Megillah without hearing that chiddush of the Binyan Shlomo. Okay, we're not finished with the Binyan Shlomo, we'll get back to him in a few minutes. But first, let's read the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the Kfarim are Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. Now we know that is a Machlokes, what that means. Ketzat, so what does that mean that they're Makdim Liyom HaKnisa? Chal Liyos Yudalid Bisheni. If the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, Kfarim Vayores Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. The Kfarim, the villages and the big cities, read on that day. Umukavas Chomol Machar. Right, 14th works out, and the 15th, Shushan Purim, as we call it, works out on Tuesday. Chalios Bishlish Yoburavi, if Yudalit falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, Kfarim Akdim in Liyom HaKnisa. Again, the Kfarim need to read it on Monday or Thursday. Right here, Monday, either because they need a Balkare or because they want to be together. We'll learn later on, do you need a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah? You don't really need a minion. You don't really need a minion. Or maybe you do. On Purim, you don't need a minion. Right, you're supposed to have a minyan l'chadchila, but reading it, as we'll see, shelo bizmano might need a minyan more so. Right, if you read it earlier, it might be to create the persume nisa when it's not really Purim. We will see that a minyan is created. I think we mentioned a while ago, not recently. There is the question is, what happens if somebody could only get to a minyan once, either for Parsha Zachar or on Purim? Is it more important to have a minyan for Parsha Zachar, which is based on a rush in Maseches Brachos? Remember the story in Brachos, Mem Zayin or so, where Rebbe Elazar was Meshachar his Eved in order to create to have a minion. And the Rishonim there ask, what? He violated the Issa Daraisa of L'Olam Bahem Tavodu, the Issa Raseh, in order to be Meshachar his Eved. What mitzvah did he need? What? Tefillah B'tzibur? That's a Din Rabbanan. He was allowed to violate Issa Raseh, so the Rosh says, oh, maybe it was one of those Krios that need a minion Daraisa, like Parsha Zachar. That's the rush right there in Brachas. That's the source for needing a minion for Lechadchila, trying to have a minion for Parsha Zachar. So that's the question that is asked. If you could only get a minion for one, for Parsha Zachar or the Megillah, what do you do? So that is a question that the post can deal with in Tafresh Pehe, in the Siman about the Dalet Parshios. And he says, Yesh Omrim, Shaparsha Zachar, Parsha Paradum, Achayavim Lekros Daraisa, the Shulchan Arach, Lefichach, Bnei Yishuvim, Shein La Minyan, Srichan Lavo, Lamakom, Sheish Minyan, Beshabasa Salalu, Vidashmo Parsha Yosilu, Shemi Daraisa. That's what the Shulchan Arach says. They should come to hear it. What happens if you have a choice? That's the Trumas Hadeshen. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. The Shmias Kriyas Parsha Zachar Basara Adif Yoser Mimikru Megillah Betzibur. It's more important because that's a rush. The rush says you need a meaning for Parsha Zachar. Right? Better. Shemikru Megillah Ladas Rova Poskim Sagi Bizmano Biyachid. On Purim, you don't need a minion. V'yalkenim Yef Shalol Lakaim Shnehem Yir Lakaim Kriyas Parsha Zachar Betzibur. Magen Avram argues, he says no, because you could hear the laning Shabbos morning on Purim. That's another controversy. Could he be Yotzei Bishalach for Parsha Zachar? There it doesn't say Timcha Zechar Amalek. Most argue with that, Magen Avram. But again, this is the Leibedik discussion of Minyan, but again, that also relates to the Kfarim, this Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos in Yevamos, about what does it mean, Kfar Makdim L'Yom HaKrisa. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So Ketzad again. Chaliyos, so the first one was, if you daf hold on a Monday, everything's fine. Chaliyos, b'shlishi b'rvi, kfar makdim liyom haknisa, v'yoros gedolos, korin bo bayom. The kfarim go to Monday, the big cities read it that day, Tuesday, or Wednesday, mokavos chobel machar, and the walled cities read it the following day. Good. Chaliyos b'chamishi, if you dalet for zayt on a Thursday, kfarim v'yoros gedolos, korin bo bayom. So they read it on that day, Thursday, umukavos chobel machar, and the Shushan Purim is on Friday. Chalios Erev Shabbos. If Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. So the villagers read it on Thursday, because they need a Monday, Thursday. Vayores Gedolos Umukavas Choma Korin Bo Bayom. They read it on that day. Chalios B'Shabbos. What happens if Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos? So no, again, not all of these permutations could happen according to our calendar. Chal Lios Bishabis, Kfarim Vayaras Gedolos Makdim in Vakar Liyom HaKnisa. So here also Vayaras Gedolos are Makdim. Because as we'll see the Gzeira de Rabbah, now that I read the Megillah on Shabbos, so once you're Makdim it, you don't just push it up one day, you push it up 2 days, and you go to Thursday. So the Kfarim and Vayaras Gedolos go to Thursday. They'll both read it on Yud Gimel. Umukafos Yud Beis, because Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, they'll read it Yud Beis. Umukafos Chom Alamachar. And the Mukafas Choma will read it the next day on the 15th. Chalios Echad Achar Shabbos, last one. If Yud Dalet falls out on Sunday, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, that's when it goes way back. Right? It goes to Yud Aleph, right? On Thursday. Vayos Gedolos, Korin Bo Vayom. The big cities read it that day. Umukafas Choma Le Machar. So that is how all the permutations fit for Kriyas HaMegillah, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. There are two other Ha'aris from Rav Shlomo Mivilna that we need to mention. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir, actually a couple of months ago, before Purim. But this is Masechet Megillah Daf Beis, so we got to do it now. There's two thoughts in the back. Two thoughts in the back. The Mefarshim in the Mara Kohen, which was written by Rabbi Tzalo Mivilna, the name of his brother, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, and the Cheshek Shlomo in the back. Cheshek Shlomo is also Rav Shlomo Kluger, same Sefer, but in the back, it's Rav Shlomo Mivilna. Two amazing Ha'aris at the beginning of Masechet Megillah. Number one, he points out that it says the word Purim five times in the Megillah. The word Purim appears five times in Megillah's Esther. Two of them are spelled Male, Pei Vav Resh Yud Mem. The next three of them are spelled Chaser, Pei Resh Yud Mem. So first, that's an amazing Ha'ara. But what does that mean to us? Says Reb Shlomo Mivilna, it's Merames. Why five times Purim? Because there are 5 days, you can read the Megillah. Why two times Male? Because there are two real days of Purim. The other three are days that you can read the Megillah. But there's five and three. Yesh Lomar, this is the Cheshek Shlomo. The Balarames, the Hei Yimei Purim, Yesh. Lein Yikriyasa Megillah. Venira Liod, the Hainu Taima, the Purim Kadma'a Vitinyana, Ksiv Purim Male, Vav, Vitlasa Basroi, Ksiv Purim Chaser. Chaser vav, mishum de yud dalet v'tesvav ein purim l'chol davar, le'inyan kriyas ha-megillah, le'mishteh v'simcha, u'mishloach manos. All the mitzvahs apply. Those are 2 days. L'hachik siv malei. It's a full purim. It's not just a day that you can read the Megillah. Aval, gimel, purim, basroi, debol rames ala kfarim, shemakdim liyom haknisa, yud aleph, yud gimel, de'enam purim, rak l'kriyas ha-megillah bilvad, aval simcha eino hegas el bezmanek, sivi chaser, l'horos de'enam yimei purim, l'chol davar, rak l'kriyas ha-megillah bilvad. Good. That is one ha'ara. The second ha'ara he has is really from the Rishonim. He just has another answer. The rarity from the Rishonim. The Ran's question, the Ran of Daf Aleph Amad Aleph and the Daf Yarif, asks the Ran, why, based on the Ramban also, why are there so many different days of Purim? There's no other holiday like it. Chanukah is not like it. Every other day, there's one day. Okay, you want to have Sfeikat Yomas, you add on a day. You don't have a different day on purpose. There's no other day like this on the Jewish calendar. Right? That's Tosfos and Yevamos. It smacks of Lo Sisgo to do. Why did Chazal do this? That's the question that the Ran asks right at the beginning. Why is this? V'yeshkan Sheila. Ma ro anshe knesset ha'gadola lachlok mitzvah zu liyomim chalukim v'likvoa yom miyuchad leprazim v'yom miyuchad lekrochim ma she'en kein b'shar mitzvahs. You never find this. Shreya Torah amra Torah achas u'mishpat echad. Why is it? So, first the answer the Ran says is, well, the story happened to different Jews at different times. That's why at least, they're not focusing on the Kfarim. At least 2 days, Yudal Tezvav. That's also bad. That's also unique. Says the Ran, because they fought on different days and they celebrated on different days. We'll see in the Gemara why it's walled cities also following Shushan. But that's what he says. Va'asum me'alehem. They kind of started their own celebration each on their respective days, and therefore Chazal just followed suit when they enacted the Takana, based on the different historical events. So the Ran gives a very practical approach. But if you look in the Cheshek Shlomo, this is in the Mara Kohen, which is his brother, who quotes him. I don't know why it's not in the Cheshek Shlomo. But the Mara Kohen quotes his brother, who says, no, it was Bedavka. Because Chazal wanted us to make sure that we realize that this is a rabbinic holiday. This isn't like Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, right? This was the first. Chanukah came later, right? This was the first. So Chazal had to bend over backwards to make sure that we know this is a din derabbanan. So they dafka made it so different than any other holiday to emphasize that it's derabbanan. And Mistama, once that was done, so we'll know by Chanukah, which was a couple hundred years later, that it's different. But that's what they had to do it by Purim. He says, "V'shamati mipi mar achia gonzal." Mishum deme'emes k'siv eila ha-mitzvahs. Shein rasho lachadish dover me'ata v'hilkach af shemikr megillah matzu smach. They got it in that it's not a violation of Baltosif, as we will have. Mikam makom lo ratzu lasos mitzvazu ke'ein shel Torah mamish. They don't want to make it like a dinda oraisa. Sheyi Torah achas u'mishpat achad l'kol Yisrael. Ubekivan, and purposely, chilko mitzvazu lizmanim chalukim laharos shehi midivrehem kain shamati mimenu arkan me achiv marenu arab shlomo Cohen. Good. The Mara Cohen and the Cheshek Shlomo right in the back, two major yesodos right here at the beginning of the Masechta, which gives us a whole insight into the whole holiday. Dafka, we've said a lot so far in terms of it's the Torah Shabbat, it's the segue, it's the transition, it's Dafka, the Din D'Rabbanan, they made different than others. And these are points that we have to remember throughout. Okay, we'll have to get back to the Mukafas Choma in a couple of minutes. First, let's get to more of the Gemara. Says the Gemara as we start the Gemara of Maseches Megillah. Megillah nikreis biyud aleph minalon. How do you know? Where's the source for that? Says the Gemara, minalon. What do you mean, where's the source? Kids be nolim mirmala, come on. Later on, it says the reason. It's not written in the Megillah. I agree to that. It only says you dalet and tesvav in the Megillah. So the Gemara is asking on his question, what's your question? This is a special takana, chacham hikilu ala kfarim, lios magdim liyom akris. So they could read it earlier, kdei sheyisapku mayimu mazon lachem shebekrachim. So that they could be, which sounds like a different than the early pshat that we gave earlier, so we'll have to talk about that, so that they can act as suppliers. And they could, you know, work the other days when everybody else is reading it. So, what do you mean? It's not in the Megillah, you're right. What do you mean, minalan? So the Gemara said, no, this is anan hachikamina. This was what we meant our question to be. Michdi, let's see. Kolu, anshe knesset ha'gadola takninu, we know. This is all based on anshe knesset ha'gadola, di'i salkadaitach. Anshe knesset ha'gadola, yudal v'tesvav tikun. If you want to suggest that anshe knesset ha'gadola only made 2 days, 14th and 15th, and asu rabbanon va'akri takanta, and the rabbanon got up and were oker the takana and created 3 more days, if that's true, that can't be. The Akri Takanu, the Takinu, Anshe Knesset Agadola, Vahatnan. Does it work? The Mishnah says in Maseches Idios. Ein Bezin Yachol Vatel, the Rebezin Chavero, Elim King Gadim Menem Bechachmo Vaminion. Bezin, a later Bezin, cannot be Mavatel, an earlier Bezin, until it's greater in Chachma and Minyan. Not for now. What do you mean Minyan? Doesn't every Bezin have the same number? There's a Raiva that says maybe they're more experienced. Minyan of years. Minyan. Of now, you got to give some shot. All the Chachma, you could say, they change. Minyan? But anyway, so the Gemara says, so they wouldn't have been able to do it. No later Bezin was as great as the Anshe Knesset Agdola. So it can't be, the Gemara assumes, that 11th, 12th, and 13th was a later addition. So Elapshita Kulu Anshe Knesset Agdola Takinu. It must be that they all did it. So our question really is, Heicha Remiza. Where is it hinted to in the Megillah that Chazal had this power to expand, or that they would expand the days even originally? You're right, the Megillah says the 14th and the 15th. That was the Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh that Esther had, and Mordechai, who wrote it. But Anshe Knesset Agdola, hidden somewhere, embedded in it, must be a hint to the other days, and that's what Chazal are, that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Where is the hint? Interesting, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan wouldn't have been able to be Oker an earlier Rabbanan. The Rabbanan could be Oker a Din Daraisa, let alone a Rabbanan. Ask Rabbanan in the Kovetz Ha'aras asks, I don't really understand the Gemara's question, right? The Rabbanan can knock out a Daraisa, let alone a Rabbanan. V'kasha, heich b'nei kfarim korin v'yidah v'tas yudbeis kiva da'anshik ha'zagadola tifnu v'chulu. He says, v'may paracha ein isra l'kos b'yudalif ela shemevala mitzvahs kriya b'yudalid. So says Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz there, ironically, it could be they have less power. Because if there's a mitzvah asay to do something, and the Rabbanon say it's usher to do it, so that they could do. There's a head-on collision there. The Torah says chayiv, the Rabbanon say usher, and the Rabbanon have the power, says in the Torah, los usher. So the usher beats out a chayiv. But says Rabbi Chanan, you know what's going on here? Did they knock it out? They didn't say anything is usher. It says the 14th and the 15th in the Megillah. And then what did the Rabbanan do? They expanded. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. The Rabbanan have the power to go head-on collision with the din and say, this is usher because of dot, dot, dot. You might come to carry something. They could knock out and say it's usher. A mitzvah is usher. But to add on, that's why this is a problem. Who says they have that power? If the Rabbanan made one din, and now you want to change the din? Not knock out the din? So that's why Rabbi Chanan says there in Sif's Simon Samach Tes, in Kovetz Ha'aretz, Sif Lamid Ches, ironically, they would have less power in that case. Anyway, we're back to the question. Zeicha Ramiza, where is it hinted to all of these extra kriyas? So, two dais. Number one, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, L'kayem Yisimei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizmanehem. To fulfill, to keep these days in their times. And we darshan, zmanim harbe tiknu lahem. Zmanahem, their times, is plural. So we say many times, including these extra days. Says the Gemara, haimi ba'ile l'gufe. But that pasuk, you need that pasuk for itself. To teach me that you keep Purim. So imkein lehim across zman. My zmanahem, zmanim tuve. Could have said zman. Zmanahem is an extra couple of letters. Zmanahem is needed to teach me that each one cannot read it on the other one's day. Yudalav tesvav. So it's still not extra. So the Gemara says, no. Imkein lemakra zmanam. My zmanahem shmas minakulhu. So it has the extra zmanahem instead of zmanam. So it's extra. Says the Gemara, okay, aim as manatuvas. Maybe there's 10 days you can read it. Who says there's only 3 days added? So zmanahem dumi dizmanam. The added hey is parallel to what you would have had without it. Zmanam, mazmanam trey, just like zmanam is plural, which at minimum would mean two. Avzmanahem trey, so you add on another two. So the Gemara says, okay, you add on another two. So ve'ema trey sar v'tlesar. So go back 2 days, 13th and 12th. Right? How do you get back to the 11th? So the Gemara says, no, you do not need a pasuk to include the 13th. Kidda Amar, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, like Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says in a couple lines from now, Yud Gimel Zman Kihilo Lakoli, the 13th is a day that everybody gets together anyway. V'lo Tzarech L'ribuye, so you don't have to include it. So Achanami, here suggests that here too, Yud Gimel Zman Kihilo Lakoli, V'lo Tzarech L'ribuye. You don't have to include it. So it says in the Megillah, the 15th and the 14th. The 13th you include automatically because of Zman Kehilah Lakol. And then therefore you can include two other days, 12th and the 11th. One more line and then we'll come back. Ve'ema Shitzar v'Shivsar. Why do you go back and not forward? Why do you go 16th and 17th? Why do you go back? So Gemara says, Velo Yavar Ksiv. No, it can't pass by. There's a special Gzeiras HaKos of a din. You can never read the Megillah after the 15th. Period. You can read the Megillah beforehand, but you can never read the Megillah after the 15th. Okay. The big shiloh on this line is, what does that mean, Zman Kehilah Lakolhi? The 13th is a day that everybody gets together, and therefore you don't need a special makkah for it. Rashi here is on the top left. There's no Tosfos here on this Amud. Rashi on the top left. Zman Kehilah Lakolhi, third line of Rashi. Hakol Nikalu Lihinakei Me'ayveihem. This is the day that we all gathered to get revenge from our enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. Whether in Shushan or other places. Kamosha Kasa b'sefer. It says in the Megillah that they gathered in order to fight. Hilkach lo tzarekra. De'ikra nes bawaya, Rashi says. That was the nes. They gathered to fight. And that was part of the nes. Obviously, that's a major part of the story. Of course, you could read the Megillah then. That was when it started. You can even connect this to what we had a couple of days ago. Remember the Machlokes? And we paskin that we fast on Tisha B'Av on the 9th, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that if it was up to him, he would fast on the 10th, because that's when most of the fire took place. Why do we fast on the 9th? Because that's when it started. That's when it started. So here, Rashi says, Zman Kehilah Kol, the process started on the 13th when we all got together and planned, and therefore, that's why it is obvious to be able to lay the Megillah that way. According to Rashi, this is an important line, but it's not as exciting as the other Shita is. There's another Shita out there, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not quoted here, there's no Tosfos here. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Rush. Right here, Rabbeinu Tam says, this line is the only reference in Shas to Tainus Esther. Zman Kehilah Kol means it's a day that Jews then and now get together and fast to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis, Tainus Esther. And that's why, that's what Zman Kehilah Kol means. Rabbi Shavino Tam, Zman Kehilah Kol, I'm reading from the Rush. Shehakol misasfin l'tainus Esther. Uba'im b'nei akfarim la'ayaros lomar slichos v'sachnunim. Lefi shebo nikalu lamar olafsham v'yitzrichan rachamim. That was the day that they asked for rachamim, so we asked for rachamim that day, and we fast that day. This is the only reference in all of Shas. We'll not have another reference in this Pesach to Tainus Esther. This is it. Zman Kehilah Kol. We know Tainus Esther is a different type of fast than the other fast days, right? It's not like the other four fast days that we discussed back in Maseches Tainus. Nothing to do with the Churban Habayis. On the surface, nothing to do with it, right? We mentioned it's the only fast day we'll have in the Gemara that could be made earlier, right? If Purim falls out on a Sunday, it made earlier, even though we're not mocked in Puranis, because it's not Puranis. It's not a day of Puranis. It's, as the Manhig calls it, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. It's not a Tainus shell Puranis. So let's talk about that. But again, this is the only reference to Tainus Esther, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam. So that is all number one. What is the source for the extra days? Last skinny line. For Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar a different shot. Amar kra kayamim asher nachu bohem hayehudim, like the days. They made Purim like the days that they rested from their enemies. Kayamim, kayamim. It says yamim, and it says kayamim. So we darshin l'rabos yiralav yidbeis. Again, like the days, so we include two extra days. V'yema treisav etzleisar. Again, maybe it means 12th and 13th. Amar shema yitzlag yidgimel zman kehilah lakol leivel asarach l'rebuyeh. You don't need to include that. Automatic. V'yema shitzar v'shivsar, 16th and 17th. V'lo yavar ksif. No, can't go past. So we have two days here. So Gemara goes through why each one does not hold of the other one. Reb Shimon ben Achmeini, my time alo amar mi bizmanehem. Why didn't number two like number one? Zman, zmanam, zmanehem lo mashmalei. He doesn't think any of those are extra. He could have just said zmanehem and zman. It's all the same. Reb Shimon bar Abba, my time alo amar mi kayamim. Amar lacha hahula darus udechsev. That's not saying an extra word. That's saying we keep the holiday like those days that they kept the holiday. But it's not meant to teach us anything. Period. End of that section. New statement. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zu, our Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta'a. Our Mishnah that has a lot of extra days of Kriya is following Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva the Anonymous, Rabbi Akiva Stimta'a. What does Stimta'a mean? Rashi has 2 days. What does it mean, Stimta'a? Number one, many Stam Mishnas are like Rabbi Akiva, which is a Chiddush, because we usually think Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. First day in Rashi, Stam Mishnah, many of them are like Rabbi Akiva. But then you have the second day. The second day is V'yesh Mefarshim, you see on the left side, Stimta'a, Ko Hastumin Talmidav Hayu. All anonymous Tanaitic, we will call it. Tanaitic sources, Mishnahs, Brises, Tosaftas, Midrashim, they're all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Kedamar B'Sanhedrin, like the Mishnah said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Peivav, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemya, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Vekulu Stimtoi Alibad Rabbi Akiva. They're all Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. So all Stavis, you're right, they're all different people, but they're all, right, the 5 new Talmidim. The Gemara says in Yevamos, after he lost 24,000, he started again. He went to the Chachamim Shebedarom, and he started again, and all of Torah Sheval Pep came from those Talmidim. So that's that word, Stimta'a. Back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva Stimta'a. Didarish Zman Zmanam Zmanahem. Who darshins this, you have extra days. Avol Chachamim Omrim in Koronos Ola Bezmana. But the Chachamim say, no extra days. I never heard of this, B'nai Akfarim, the Chachamim say. No! How many of these drushes? This is the 14th or this is the 15th? That's it. Period. Meisvei. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Eimasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimasai. When do the Chachamim, are they makel on the Kfarim? Bizman, Shashonim, Ketikdon, Yisrael, Shuim, Alad Masam. When B'nai Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. And we're being Mekadesh al Pi Re'iyah. And we have a Sanhedrin. When everything is fine and perfect, that's when we have these extra days. Avol Bizman Azeh. But to nowadays, Hoel u'mistaklin ba, since they look at it, who's the they and who's the it? So Rashi says here, they, Am Yisrael, look at it, Purim, and count 30 days exactly from Purim till Pesach. If you start playing around and you allow them to lane earlier, they're going to count 30 days from that laning day. And they're going to start Pesach early, and they're going to end up eating chametz on Pesach at the last couple of days. So you're only allowed to have, says Rabbi Yehuda, you got to have Purim exactly, you have to lane the Megillah 30 days before Pesach. That's it. No earlier. Holum staklin ba, ein koronosa elabizmana. That is Rashi. Look at the riff, it's a different shot, but we're just going to go with Rashi. So this is the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana. So Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Daman, who is he going according to? You know, we have a machlokas, whether you have early days or not early days. So Ilema Aliba Rabbi Akiva, if he's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that there are extra days, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Isla Haita Kanta. Rabbi Akiva holds you have this even Bizman Hazeh. So against Rabbi Yehuda, can't be that opinion. El Olav Alib the Rabbanan. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda is within the sheet of the Rabbanan that you don't have it bizman hazeh, but a bizman shashanim ketiknam yisrael shulim and masam yakarinan. But Rabbi Yehuda only says you knock out the early days when we're not on our land, but when we would be on our land with a Sanhedrin, with a Kiddush HaChodesh, then we would have these early days. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. So we knock out this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim say in Koronos Ola Bizman. It can't be. The Chachamim have to agree that there's a concept of B'nai Kfarim. That's one version. Ika da Amre, different version. Amar Rav Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta'a. This is Rabbi Akiva, what our Mishnah says. Ava Chachamim Omrim, different Chachamim. Bizman Hazeh, Holu Mistaklin Ba, in Koronos Ola Bizman. Meaning, what's the Machlokas according to this version? Only Bizman Hazeh. Originally, there was no Machlokas. The Chachamim agreed. Only Bizman Hazeh is the Machlokas. And for that, now we have a support. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai Bizman Shashanam Ketiknam Yisrael Shum Elad Masan, Aval Bizman Hazeh, Holu Mistaklin Ba, Ein Koronasa Ela Bizmana. Period. Okay, 2 days. Rav Ashi, Kasha, the lady Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi once had a stira between the previous Rabbi Yehuda that we just had and a different Rabbi Yehuda. Umukam Allah Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore he changed one. He changed one to be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, instead of Rabbi Yehuda. What was the stira? Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Hazeh. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that Bizman Hazeh hol mustaklan ba in koronos ela bizmana? Meaning, the second version that we had earlier. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that? That Bizman Hazeh, no early allowance, but for a mini. But we learned in a couple of dafim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, Makom, Shenechnasim, Shini, Vechamishi. When do you have these allowances? When are you makdim? where they get together on Mondays and Thursdays. Aval makom she'ein nechnasin b'sheni v'chamishi, where they don't get together on Mondays and Thursdays. And there's no reason to allow it. Ein kornos ala bezmana. But what do you see from that? It's still b'zma'isa. Makom she'nechnasin b'sheni v'chamishi miyakarina filo bezmana zeh. So Rav Ashi had the stira. One Rabbi Yehuda says that bizman hazeh, we don't allow the early days, and one says you do. Umuk, and therefore, what did he do? Umuk amala b'risa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So he changed one to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. A father could argue on a son, but somebody can't argue on himself. Good. Umishud de kashle, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Umuk amala b'risa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What, you could just change something? So why don't we do that to answer every stira and chas? Oh, it wasn't him, it was him. If he, the two statements of Yehuda, you got to work it out. So Gemara says no. Rav Ashi Shamyale Diika the Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda, Diika the Tani Lak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard the same sheet, the same opinion, but in two different names. So he didn't know which one was true. Umi the Kashile Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. But once he had a stira, so Amar he said the other misora must be correct. Man the Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda Lav Dafka, Man the Tani Lak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. That must be correct. Good. The Rosh Yosef has a suffix whether if Bizman Hazet, a Ben Kfar read it earlier, is he Yotze? Meaning, did they totally, once we have Bizman Hazet, we don't do it, did they totally knock out those days? They were Okerit, or they weren't Okerit, but they said you shouldn't do it, but the evidence if you did it, you still might be Yotze. That is something that the Rosh Yosef believes as a suffix. It's also, we're going to come to it, let's say, the B'nai Kfar, the Achronim talk about this, we'll talk about it in a couple of Dafim. Achronim talk about, let's say there's a Ben Kfar that reads it, and he's 12 years old. And then by the time Real Purim comes around, he's Bar Mitzvah. Does he have to read it again? And was it really Yotze? Is it really Purim? And those types of questions will come up at Hashem in a couple of days. Okay, two dots. So the Mishnah said that walled cities read it on the 15th. Mino hani mili. How do you know this? What do you mean? How do you know what? The Pasuk in the Megillah says that Shushan is the 15th, and everybody else is the 14th. And there's another day to read it, the 14th. So the Gemara here is bothered. How do you know it's an exact breakup of open cities on 14th and walled cities on 15th? That's the shy. Let me know immediately. So Amar Rava, the Amar Krab, Al Kena Yehudim Aprazim Hayoshvim Ba'ari Aprazos VeGomer Me Right VeGomer Because Right the, You Have to Finish the Pasuk Me Deprazim Ba'ar Ba'asar Mukav BeChamisha Asar. From the fact that the open cities are on the 14th, the walled cities must be on the 15th. Okay. V'yema prazim barbasar mukafin klava klalo. Who says? Maybe the open cities are on the 14th and the walled cities don't have to read it. Don't have to read it. What does that mean? And Tesvav was only Mesukan for Shushan. Shushan was a walled city, so Shushan has to read it. And everybody else all the provinces were open cities. And maybe a walled city is not Shayach, it's not a parallel to the Neis. And therefore, we try to have an exact replica, you know, of the to follow of what took place, and walled cities don't have a replica on there for their potter. Amazing Havamina. Says the Gemara, V'lav Yisrael, they knew, they're Jewish. What are you talking about? Of course they have to read the Megillah. V'on, they hold the Bakush Ksiv. It says all provinces, everybody, the entire Jewish nation. So you can't suggest that the 50 people, some Jews aren't going to read it. Says the Gemara, V'ema prazim ba'ar besar, mukavin ba'ar besar, u'bachamesar. Maybe open cities are on the 14th, and the walled cities have a choice. 14th or 15th. Kiddachsiv li yos osim es yomar ba'asar lachodesh adar, that's yom chamisha asar ba'bachol shana. Maybe they have a choice. So Gemara says, I'havi kasav es yomar ba'asar v'chamisha asar kiddachamrit. Fine. V'hash tiddachsiv es yomar ba'asar ve'es yom chamisha asar asa esu pasik. That word, the extra word es, might not mean anything, but it's mafsik. Hani barbasar vahani b'chamisha asar. These on the 14th and these on the 15th. Good. V'yema, so fine. They can't mix and match. V'yema prazim ba'arbesar mukafim iba'u ba'arbesar iba'u b'chamesar. Maybe the open cities are on the 14th and the walled cities, if they want this one, if they want the other one. The earlier suggestion was, maybe I didn't explicate it properly, was maybe both they have to do. Now this suggestion is either or. So Amar Kra Bizmanehem. Zmano Shozeh, lo Zmano Shozeh. No, it's either or. Choice. Ve'ema Betleisar, meaning either or, and they can't mix and match. Ve'ema Betleisar, what about the 13th? Kishushan. like Shushan, meaning, no, once you're putting walled cities in a separate day, might as well do it the same day as Shushan. You don't have to come up with a new day, period. So that is all we understand now, the walled cities. Ashkechon, what about walled cities in Chutz Laretz? What about walled cities in Chutz Laretz from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? That's a machlokas Rishonim. Whether a walled city only is within Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Laretz. Let's already get on to that right now that I brought it up. So why do we go by Yeshua ben Nun? So in a minute, the Gemara will say Gzeira Shava. But that's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, all the Yerushalmi quoted, Kadei lach lo kavod l'Eretz Yisrael. Because this whole story happened in Galus, in Chutz Laretz, it was not in Eretz Yisrael. It's a holiday that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. We got to get Eretz Yisrael in there somehow. So that's why they choose Mukaf and Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. When Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael was desolate at this time. Right? It was the end of the 70 years, and nobody was nothing going on there. They wanted to give Kavod to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that is why we go by Mukafas Choma. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Bali gives a different shot, as we will see, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Asiya. So fine, this is all what we just found sources for the Simchas Purim being on every couple of days. But Zechira Minalan, how do you know Zechira, which means reading the Megillah? Because in Chazal, when the Torah says Zachar, it means Lahazkir. Zachar doesn't mean to remember, but it means to mention. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh means you have to make Kiddush. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Chol HaMolek means you have to mention HaMolek. Zachar means Lahazkir. So here too, Zach Zechira Minalan, remembering, meaning reading it. How do you know that also has these days? So Amakra, Bahayam Ma'elin is Karmanasim. These days shall be remembered and performed. So we compare Ishkis Zechira La'asiya. We compare the Zechira to the Asiya. Just like the Asiya is on all these days, so too the Zechira is on all these days. The Ritva notes that it's not totally exactly equal, meaning all the mitzvahs Hayom are only by day, not by night. Right, and therefore, the Suda is only by Yom, the Kriya is also by Laila. That's the Ritva against that Binyan Shlomo. Right, the Rishon and Pashas are against that Binyan Shlomo. But the Ritva notes that Zechira and Asiya aren't fully the same, because there are some halachas of Kriya that don't apply to the Asiya. Masnisa and Deloki Aitana, our mission is not like the following opinion. Titania, Bishua ben Karcha Omer. Krachana Mukaf and Choma Miyosa Hashverosh, Karn Bachamisha Asar. Bishua ben Karcha, some say Karcha was Rabbi Akiva. Some say Machlokas Bishonim, who Karcha was. But some say, he says, the walled cities from the time of Achashverosh read on the 15th. My time at Bishua ben Karcha, Kishushan. You go by the story. Ma Shusha Mukavas Choma Mimosa Hashverosh, Karn Bachamisha Asar. Of course, Mukavas Choma Mimosa Hashverosh, Karn Bachamisha Asar. That makes sense. You go by the tie, the Spurim story. All walled cities from that time. Vatana did on my time, so why doesn't our Tana hold that way? Makes a lot of sense. Yolav Praze Praze, Agzereshava wins. Gzereshava, Ksif Acha Alkena Hayudim HaPrazim, Viksif Hasam, Levan Me Area Prazi, Harbe Ma'od. Ma'ala Halon. Why we take out those two words, Miyamos Yeshua ben Nun Afkan, Miyamos Yeshua ben Nun. Right, Rashi says Gzereshava. And the Ramban points out here, it's Lav Dafka. Gzereshava is usually two psukim in the Torah. Here you have a pasuk in the Megillah and a pasuk in the Torah. That's an amazing Gzereshava. So Ramban says, it's Lav Dafka, a real bona fide Gzereshava, but it's strong enough to override the other pure logic of Miyamos HaChashverosh. Right, it's enough to do that. Period. Meaning you might not be able to learn other halachas, but it's enough to override. Bishlamar Bishua ben Karcha, lo amar katana di don. Bishua ben Karcha doesn't hold like our Tana. Meaning he doesn't say like Mimos Yoshua de Lesle Prazi Prazi. He doesn't have that Gzeira Shava. As we know, Gzeira Shava you have to have from a Rebbe. If his Rebbe didn't teach him that Gzeira Shava, he doesn't have to hold of it. El Atana di don my time, lo amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't our Mishnah hold like Bishua ben Karcha? Says the Gemara, why not? My time of Lesle Prazi Prazi. Because he has Gzeira Shava. So where it says Hachi ka amar. Ela Shushan Kiman. Lo Kiprazim below Kimukafin. What about Shushan? Right, Shushan was not Mukaf from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So where does this fit in? You either have Prazim or Mukaf, you both Yeshua ben Nun. So where does Shushan fit in? So Amar Lava Varmi La Kedi. Some say it was anonymous, or some say Kedi was a name. Shiny Shushan Hovanasa Banes. Now Shushan gets in because that's where the Nes occurred. So that wins. So Shushan has its own day. Mukav and Choma has his own day. Ramach Lokas Bavli Yerushalmi, what the reason is, and the present. Let's do a little more, and then we'll stop. Bishlam Alatana Didan Hayna Dachse Medina Medina Veir Veir. I understand according to our Tana why it says Medina Medina and Ir Veir. Why Medina Medina Lachalik Bein Mukav and Choma Mos Yeshua Benun Lumukav Es Choma Mos Achashveiros. Right, we are being medayik that. We don't go by Achashveiros. So Medinas are different. And Ir Ve'ir Nami, L'chalek Ben Shushan L'shar Ayaros. I understand there's difference in cities. El Reb Shua Ben Karcho, Bishlama Medina Medina. I understand that. L'chalek Ben Shushan L'shar Ayaros. Ela Ir Va'ir L'may Asa. What is that pasuk going to teach me? Ir Va'ir. So Amal Reb Shua Ben Karcho, L'tana Didan Minicha. What? According to our opinion, it's any better? You also have a problem. Kiva Disle Prazi Prazi, Medina Medina Lamali. You have a Xer Shava. You don't need Medina Medina to teach me anything. So Ella, according to everybody, that phrase teaches me the following. Ella krala drashu da asa, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi, hu da asa, da Rabbi Shua ben Levi, krach v'chala samech lo v'chala nira imo. Any walled, any city, krach, and any anything next to the walled city, or visible with the city. We'll have to talk about what that means. Nira nidoke krach, it's treated like a krach. So we'll have to see exactly what that means. We'll come back to the Hashem. We'll start with this next time when we get into Megillah, Daf, Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.